This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, your pop culture home.
Yeah, Frank here has got his own billiard room.
Yes, it's what do you call it, Kramer?
Billiard room.
No, not billiard, not the billiards. It was
billiards room.
Come on already. Come on, we call it the
Place to Be.
The Place to Be, yes, the Place to Be.
Then I shall be there.
Now, it's time. Live and in living color.
The Grandy Man can.
Time to play the game!
Well, you always left me satisfied and smiling, so...
That's what she said!
Why do I want this? I want to make bank, bro. I want to get ass. I want to drive a Range Rover.
Place to Be Nation, Scott Criscola and Justin Rosero. This is the Place to Be Podcast.
Very nice, Mr. Criscola.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
D'Lo Brown interfered with a frog splash and hit it on Severin, getting some revenge.
I know.
What the hell was it? What was that laugh? It was like an old cartoon fucking Hanna-Barbera dog or something. It was like Snidely? Was that the fucking dog that laughed like that?
JR's got a little more time than I do to sit and actually rewrite a whole show.
This is the third time you said it to me today now. I'm really curious.
Well, I'm not saying that you have nothing to do. I'm just saying that
you're curious
day...
how. I'm curious how I have more free time than
no,
you.
No, I'm going to...
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I know it's been a rough, and I'm not used to this long, grueling podcast schedule.
Oh, but... for fuck's sakes. Are you going to just joke him off for the next hour?
Come on. Did you say D'Amato, late 20s, 30s?
Just being...
And you included yourself in that as well?
I was being nice to him. I am still technically in my 30s.
I think they might hit a shock wall.
What the fuck is a shock wall?
Is that the Shockmaster's wall?
He's going to fall through the shock wall.
Yeah, I like Big Dick myself. PTB Nation, let me know what
you're
doing.
Our opener.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
Nation, welcome back to another great episode of the one and only Place to Be Podcast. I am your co-host, Justin Rosero. And things are getting a little hot and heavy because it's a steamy night here in Rhode Island. It's even steamier because my PIC is sitting on the cushion next to me once again. Inside the PTV Man Cave, we've got some baseball up on TV1 and TV2. A lot of AL East action. We've got a couple beers here on the table. And we have a draft going on, Scott Criscola. Tell him about it.
Well, JR, it's a pleasure as always. Welcome, PTB Nation, to episode 240 of Place to Be Podcast. I keep mentioning this, JR. We are 60 away from 300. And after the unbelievably awesome artistic masterpiece that was episode 200, I don't know what we're going to do for the 300th episode. We got more than enough time to figure that out. All right. This was the episode that everyone was kind of in the dark about. We, of course, had our... Backlash 2000 took place on Monday.
Well, I think we're giving away the illusion anyway by saying you're here with me.
Yeah, exactly.
It will have happened Monday. This is obviously being recorded across St. Mary's weekend here.
Yes.
Though it's always fun to record an episode while we're together. And this style lends itself well to being here in the same room together. So, anyway, Backlash will have aired.
Yes.
And now this will air afterwards.
Yes. And, we couldn't really find a good movie this time to do. We will let the cat out of the bag, partially. We were going to do Barely Legal 97, but...
We're never doing that.
Sorry, Michael Vincent. We're never doing that crap show.
And we thought about No Holds Barred, but this is an idea we've had for a while.
Yeah.
And it's an interesting take on our usual, well, how we usually do things, which is Listomania. Mm-hmm. And usually Listomania, we pre-rank together. And then we read off our choices in order, reverse order. But we're going to mix things up here tonight, and we're going to do this draft style. Mm-hmm. And what we're drafting is the greatest wrestling TV programs. Yep. So the premise is Scott and I are both starting our own 24/7 wrestling networks. We have 32 of the greatest wrestling programs of all time. Mm-hmm. And in snake fashion, we're going to draft them and discuss them. And then you, PTB Nation, will decide whose channel should get picked up.
Oh, wow.
You like that?
Look at this. Wow. We're the... So they're the, you guys are the DirecTV, Dish Networks, and Time Warners and Fioses of the world. And, of course, the others, Comcast, etc. So here we go. We're going to put together a Classics Only. And the shows, of course, a lot of them aren't even... You know, obviously, most of them are not on anymore. And the shows that are currently on stop at whenever we're recording. So,
right. So it stopped this past week.
Yeah.
So you get the entire catalog of the show up until June, tonight's SmackDown. So June 19th, 2013
yep.
is when the catalog ends.
Everything after that obviously doesn't count. And, of course, plenty of shows. Now, there's a lot of breakdowns. Obviously, there's the same type of show, but on different networks. Anyway, yeah, we'll draft as we go, and we'll explain.
Get into it,
yeah, we'll explain.
Because we're going to debate each pick as well. And
yeah.
So this is we should have brought in a third guy for this episode because we could have had a good analyst.
A David Stern.
No, I was going to say Mel Kiper. Yes.
Mel Kiper and Todd McShay and fight in
they
the
will
back
get,
corner.
They will get Chad to break this down and then type up on theplaceofnation.com his analysis. Who won the night?
Who had the better picks? So, wow. They're doing a Carlos Delgado Day in Toronto later on in the month.
Awesome. Not.
It's great.
Okay, so we flipped a coin. And Scott got first pick, but we're doing snake order. So Scott's going to get the first pick, and then I will go twice, and then he will go, and then we'll go from there. So.
Yes.
All right, Scott, with the first pick in the 2013 PTB Wrestling Programming Draft, you choose.
I think I have no choice. I have to take, of course, Monday Night Raw. You and I were debating this a lot because there was other shows that I love, and we'll document them as we go along. But how do you not pick the standard bearer of wrestling programming for the last 25 years?
Yeah, well, just for the catalog, you're going to get the matches, the moments,
right?
20 years worth of programming to air. So I think that's a no-brainer. It's an easy pick.
Yes.
You're going to get a lot of crap.
Well, you're going to get a lot of crap on all these.
Yeah.
Nothing's perfect.
Right, but you're going to get a higher volume of crap, but you're also going to get a way higher volume.
Right.
So now, if you were programming your first night, which Raw would you lead off with?
I would lead off with the very first one, January 11th, 1993, Then I would do probably a documentary on the history of the show, and I'd have everybody on.
No, we didn't have that option. You can just air the programs.
Oh, air the programs? Okay. And then my second one would probably be the January 4th, 1999 show that you were at, of course, in Worcester, when Mankind won the world title from The Rock. And then maybe some others. And maybe I'll do... and then the next one would probably be, because you've talked about it lately and it's in my mind, that December 29th, 2003... with that awesome Triple H Shawn Michaels match. I think
yeah,
I put that one on.
I watched that one yesterday. It was an entertaining episode.
Yep.
We had a little chat about it in live chats. All right, so with the second pick in the wrestling programming draft, your boy chooses WCW Monday Nitro.
All right. I'm surprised.
Oh, come on. You know me. I'm a Nitro mark.
That is true.
You got to have all the great moments and matches once again. You get all the NWO era stuff and just tons and tons of matches.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Yeah.
Included in there.
3-hour shows. Now, I assume you would open with the first show at the mall? With the Lex Luger collarless shirt walk-in?
I'll open with that, but then I go right into... I do something where I'd show them somewhat in order, but if I'm going to do like a showcase day to start... I'm showing the one right after Bash at the Beach 96 with the fight backstage where Nash spears Rey Mysterio.
Oh, it's a lawn dart, right.
And then I'm showing, I'm going to show the July 98 episode, July 6th, Goldberg
at the
and Hogan.
At the Georgia Dome, yes.
Yeah, yep. So
by the way, that episode we were talking about, the night after Bash at the Beach, we did a live episode. I don't remember when it was. It was in the 150s or 160s, I think, yeah.
And then also, Matt Petticord recently reviewed the July 6th, 98 Nitro.
Yes, yeah, he did.
PlaceToBeNation.com.
Yes, he did.
So, all right, so that rounds out the first round.
First round, right. So we take the two flag bearer shows of the two heavyweight networks.
I definitely debated a few, but okay. I had to take Nitro. I think the volume of quality matches you get in moments, and knowing that I have a heaping load of shit at the end.
I just realized we have an issue. Well, not an issue, but we'll have to do a little adjusting to the list here because I think there's something that we're actually missing. So,
no, Scott, I think what you're thinking is there.
Yeah, no, it's there. You're right now. Okay. My bad. I was thinking too far ahead. Okay.
All right, second pick.
Mm-hmm.
Well, second round pick. Third pick overall.
We're now in the second round. Your second pick in this draft is?
Third pick overall. I am going with
WWF Primetime Wrestling.
You son of a bitch.
Had to get the Gorilla and Bobby. I thought about waiting on it because I think there's a few others that I think maybe would be better to have. But I knew that you would gobble it up in the next round if I left it sitting, so I had to take it.
Oh, you're absolutely
I had
right.
to
you're
go with prime
right.
time.
I was going to.
All the Gorilla, all the Bobby. Plus, you get the awesome roundtable episodes. You get the Vince with the Zubaz, that little stint they had in front of the
yes.
audience. Yes. And plus, Primetime's a good pickup because you get all of the great moments from Superstars and Challenge as well. They show everything that's happened throughout the weekend. So
right.
you get all the hot...
Yep.
Hot segments anyway. So
yep.
that is my third pick.
But a tremendous show. Tremendous show.
Yeah.
The precursor of Raw. And obviously, Gorilla and Bobby speak for themselves. I mean.
Oh, yeah. I think I would. I'd probably choose one of the theme ones to highlight early. Maybe like
maybe
one of
like,
the Halloweens or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, Halloweens. Or maybe like the. Maybe that precursor to WrestleMania 6. That's a pretty good one.
Yep, the one before 5 as well, where they had all the interviews from every match.
Oh, the head. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And
yeah.
also the, don't forget the No Holds Barred world premiere. When they're
Jesus,
in the,
yeah.
And you get the ones on the boardwalk. The one, you know, yep. they went all over the place.
Yeah. No,
the ones of the
good.
Western. So I can't resist Gorilla and Bobby. So to pair with Nitro, I get the offbeat antics of two of the great comedy legends in World Wrestling Federation history.
All right. With the second pick.
On the
fourth overall pick. In the all-time wrestling programming draft, I'm going with, and this is no surprise to you, it started off, it ended up becoming WCW Saturday Night, but it's obviously the old, I'm taking it for the catalog of old-school NWA Saturday Night. I have to. How do I not? I mean, the Four Horsemen, the Road Warriors, those god-awful Black Bart promos, I mean, that was just great. I mean, Tony and David Crockett and his terrible interviewing skills, the endless Ric Flair promos that I could just loop endlessly. I mean, there's nothing bad about that whatsoever.
No, that's a tough one because I really wanted to pick that. But once I took Nitro, I wanted to balance it with some WWF. And mm-hmm. to me, Primetime was the next highest quality one. So I didn't want to lose that. And I didn't want to overload because a lot of the late era Saturday Night stuff I already have with Nitro.
Right.
The main stuff. Because, I mean, as good as the wrestling was Saturday Night, there wasn't much going on that show from 96 on.
Right.
But there's still a lot of great wrestling, and you, like you said, you get the whole catalog back to the 86 or whenever it started, 85.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's a great pick by you. I
yes.
mean, you're off to a hot start with those two. And what would you?
And
it's hard to pick a specific episode, I guess. But would you definitely showcase an older one?
I would definitely.
How would you do your timeline if you're programming this? Would you do the show an old track and then maybe a newer track? Because it would take you forever to get through all of them.
Yeah, I think I would do. There was one memorable one that took place in mid 85 because it was before might have been 86. It was 86 because the Horsemen had been formed, but it was before Magnum TA's car crash. There's a match. There's a episode in like mid 86. Might be right after the Bash. Might be like August or September where Flair and Magnum TA have a 10 minute match, and because Flair challenged him, he can't beat him in 10 minutes. That he could beat Magnum TA in 10 minutes. And it ends up being an unbelievable... It's like a sprint of awesome work rate. And then the Horsemen come out, they beat the shit out of him, and Dusty comes out with his skull hat on, and it's a great episode. And then I would probably do the one in late 94 where Savage makes his debut.
Yeah, that's not a bad one. You got the Steamboat Flair rematch from Spring Stampede, too, which was very good.
Yes, yep, that is very good. Yep.
That's right before Hogan debuted.
Yep.
So it's interesting. I think if I were you, I'd run a track that ends like with the switch over to WCW. So I do
yeah.
like an NWA track and then a WCW track.
Yeah, so maybe I debut with one from 85 and then do one from
like 90.
Like 90 or 91. Yeah.
Like that.
Yep. So.
All right.
This is a tough one.
Pick number 5.
I'm haggling as I'm going, but I was going to break your heart, but I'm not going to because I see one that I can't leave. With the fifth overall pick in the Place to Be podcast. Wrestling programming draft, I am taking Saturday Night's main event.
Okay, that's all right. My two are still on the table.
All right, because I know what one of them is. Look, Saturday Night's main event was a show that I watched. The very first one, I was 12 years old. My best friend at the time and I, he lived up the street, so we used to rotate. I'd sleep over his house, then he'd sleep over my house. We'd rotate. It's just a fantastic show. It was all we had. I mean, when we had the Superstars and the Challenges and the All-Americans where, the Reno Riggins of the world would take the fall. I mean, Lee Sorensen's main event, you had awesome matches.
Mm-hmm. Now, which one are you showcasing right off the bat?
Ooh. Well, I would do the first one. The first one at the Meadowlands with the Hogan, Nikolai Volkoff. You have to. The one after that would probably be... Oh, tough one. I would have to say maybe that one from 1990 with the three title matches.
Yeah.
You and I did a while back. The tag title match. Warrior... What was it? Warrior Rude.
Yes, Warrior Rude. Warrior Rude. Rockers Demolition.
Rockers Demolition. And then Perfect... Wasn't it the Perfect Tito?
Yes.
Perfect
oh,
Tito,
yeah.
Yeah. Which is an awesome match. Yeah. So, yeah. And then I would probably do the one from before WrestleMania 3, the Battle Royal, where Andre chucked Hogan out. Then there's a great one. What is it? From late 87? Which one is it? The Savage and... Savage and Brett? Or Savage and DiBiase? I can't remember now. Oh, it's not Savage DiBiase. That wouldn't be until 88. Savage had a great match. Mm. Or is it Savage Jake? Well, Savage had a great match on a late 87.
I think Savage and Jake was early because they were both heels in that match.
Yeah. So there's a great Savage match from late 87. You and I have to look it up.
I think it might be Savage Brett.
I think it's Savage Brett. It's from like November 87. It is a fantastic match. It's like 10, 11 minutes. Jesse's gushing over it. It's a fantastic match.
So now we should also qualify with those. You get the handful of main events.
Yes. So I do get the... Anyway. Oh, you know what? Maybe the first one... would be the debut episode. My second one would be the Battle Royal, where Andre chucks Hogan before WrestleMania 3. Then I would do the first main event, the Earl Dave switcheroo, and then maybe that one from 1990. But there is a myriad. And of course, that also includes JR the newer ones that started in 2006.
That's right. Yeah,
well.
You get those handful.
I get the handful of ones. I love the 2006 one, the one before WrestleMania 22,
yeah.
Where you had that. It was that. What was it? Cena. It was a handicap. It was Cena and Triple H against Kurt, Orton, and Ray was the main two
main
events.
Yeah, it was the two main events.
The two main events. So there you go. So I felt obligated to take that one. So,
okay.
So my third pick is Saturday Night's main event.
All right.
But you have two in a row, and the one that I was going to take is still on the table, and I know you're going to take it. I don't know if you'll take it with one of these next two, but I have a feeling you're going to take it.
All right. My next pick, pick number six,
mm-hmm.
I'm taking SmackDown.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I need to balance your Raw out with some modern WWE.
Okay.
And I think that's obviously the next best option.
That's a solid pick.
You get a ton of great matches. You get the Iron Man, Kurt, and Brock.
Mm-hmm.
You get all the JBL later era as champion. Oh, yeah. You know, there's great stuff there. Plus the early, you get tons of stuff in late 99 with the McMahon-Helmsley regime. And all throughout 2000, SmackDown was equal to Raw. There was so much good stuff on SmackDown.
You also get the SmackDown 6 in 02.
Yep, SmackDown 6. Get the, forgotten TLC match.
Mm-hmm.
And you get Austin Benoit was from SmackDown in 2001.
In
so
Edmonton, yep.
You had a lot of good matches on SmackDown, a lot of great moments. So to me, that's right up there with it's close to Raw. I mean, you you pick up an extra 6 years worth of programming.
Yep. You also get the special one from April. Would you start with that one?
Yeah.
The Black Wedding?
I'd probably show that, and then I'd show the first one with Michael's heel turn.
Yep.
And then show a mishmash. Plus, they get all the SmackDown that they did over in Iraq and Baghdad for a lot of those are SmackDowns.
Yes. You know what you also get? You also will get, in 2003, don't forget, you pretty much see Cole, you'll hear Cole and Taz pretty much at their zenith.
Yep.
I mean, they're incredible in that.
Some of those, that Taker Angle match from 02.
Yep.
And then there's another one. Didn't they have like two where they were on SmackDown? They went to draws.
Well, yeah. The first one, I think, precluded the main event at Vengeance 02.
Yeah.
The Triple Threat.
And then there was another one.
There was another one in the fall. That's on the Tombstone DVD. They fought in September.
Okay.
Yeah.
Plus you get all the Punk stuff.
Yep.
In 09.
Yep. Yep. So you get all stuff. And him and Jeff had a handful of awesome matches in 2009.
All right. For number seven, I am torn.
Okay.
Because there's two I really want, but one I feel like just quality-wise I have to take,
mm-hmm.
and that is the Clash of the Champions.
Ah, well, if I had to take the one free TV one, prime time, you had to take the other free one.
I had to. The Clash, I think, as much as I love Saturday Night's Main Event, you know, the 33 clashes or whatever, 35 clashes, this is way better matches.
Yeah, you're right. You're
and
right.
There's so many good matches. Just the first one, I'd start with the Sting and Flair and then just roll right from there. I'd roll them right in order, right up to the last one. And I think I have a healthy balance right now. I got a little old school WCW,
mm-hmm.
I got a little old school WWF. And a little modern era of both, so
okay.
I think I have a healthy balance.
You do. You do have a good balance. I love Clash. Clashes are great, and you have to... I would think you would do the first one with the 45-minute Sting Flair match.
Yeah.
I think that have to be your first one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You definitely start with that. And I think Clash, I hope, would counterbalance your Saturday Night just a little bit.
Yes. No, it would. It would. Well, right. Pretty good so far.
Pick number eight.
All right. with the 8th pick in the Place to Be podcast, wrestling programming draft. I'm a little torn, but I'm going to take this one. I'm going to go with...
Clock's ticking.
Clock's ticking. This is crazy. This is like Brady Quinn in 2006. You're going to laugh. I'm going to take Thunder.
Oh. I am laughing.
I need late night programming, so.
Can you name me one Thunder episode that you would air?
I think I would take the...
Ooh, what a reach. What a reach.
Yeah, I need something in the overnight.
I think Jerry Jones stormed down from the box to make that pick for you.
However, I am bouncing out.
Ooh, Thunder.
Yeah, I am. I need a little...
You could have gotten that 7 rounds from now.
It's kind of like...
what a reach.
It's kind of like drafting Calvin Johnson. No, not Calvin Johnson. When the Cowboys drafted some crappy wide receiver too early.
Roy Johnson.
All right, I'm going to take... Yes, I'm putting that in the overnight.
Oh, my
I think
Lord.
It's a good balance, and it's good for some good fodder. You know what I might do?
You're getting torched on Twitter right now.
You know what I might do? No, you know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do with the Thunder episodes?
Get a rewind and like, not pick it?
Nope. I'm going to do it. I'm going to air them like Mystery Science Theater 3000, and Brad and Chad are going to be commentary.
You can't do that. They're not available for hire. These shows need to air as originally constituted.
All right. So there we go. So that's going to air in the
You get overnight. All the chronic matches you want.
Yes. Chronic and The Wall.
All the Norman Smiley you can handle.
Berlin. It's all right. I don't care.
It's all yours.
I'll take it. All right, my next pick.
You know when Thunder started, right?
It
was like 98.
98, yeah.
So you have like one good year with the Thunder.
That's all right.
He's then it died before the late 2000s resurgence.
I don't mind. Okay. I don't mind. I don't mind. All right, now with my next pick, Now it's got to go... Now I got to kind of take a 180 and get out of
the... So what's this? Pick number 10.
This is pick number...
Oh, number 9.
This is pick number 9, my 5th pick. And I'm going to take the original ECW.
Damn it!
You're going to take the original
when
ECW.
You fucked up and took Thunder. I thought I was going to luck out and get ECW. No. That was on my list. I debated that. That was SmackDown and Clash I wanted, but ECW was making me think.
Uh-huh.
Because I love the original ECW stuff.
Yeah. No, it's. I remember watching it hungover when I graduated from college in 1995. It was on MSG at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I remember the good Dr. G and I are watching it totally wrecked and like, what the fuck is this shit? And, you know, Hack Myers and who the hell was the I can't think of his name now. The black guy that was in the FBI and he always used to...
JT Smith.
And he used to botch moves all the time. He originated the You Fucked Up chant. And, you know...
Hey, all the Raven and Dreamer stuff.
Yeah, and I get the... And I get the Malenko-Eddie matches all the Benoit stuff.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. That was... So... As much as Thunder was a reach, ECW's a quality value steal.
Yes, so there we go.
At the ninth pick.
All right, your fifth and the number 10 choice.
All right, I am going with Mid-South Wrestling.
Okay, interesting.
Can't say I know a ton about it.
Yeah.
That should be rectified hopefully shortly.
Yes. Well, DVD comes out in September.
Be catching up on that a little bit. But I do know it's very high quality. There's a lot of great matches, a lot of great storylines and characters. So I will definitely take that here. To me, that's a value pick as well. That's something I would use to introduce, maybe sandwich it in between like Nitro and SmackDown. Shows that people know. I would highlight Mid-South in between there. Mm-hmm. Get people used to it. Of course, you get all the Duggan, you know, when he was really good, your boy.
DiBiase.
So,
oh, the Duggan that's great that I've apparently never seen, so I can't make fun of him anymore.
So I'll take Mid-South. All right, so with pick number 11.
All right.
Now, I'm going to catch you off guard a little bit with this one.
All right.
I am taking ECW WWE's version.
I'm not totally surprised. I'm a little miffed because I was hoping to get that later on, but...
Well, it may be a little bit of a stretch, but I really wanted it because I feel like those last couple years are such high quality.
They were. No, they really were.
And even the early ones, outside of the first couple gimmicky, goofy ones, you really got those...
Ooh, the zombie?
Yeah, after that, though, you got that awesome, the RVD Holly match where you get his back sliced open and
a
lot of cool stuff. You get that, you know, classic Manhattan Center episode with Batista where he gets booted out of the building.
Yep.
A lot of quality there as far as entertainment. And then the last few years, you get all the great matches with Christian's run, Matt Hardy's run.
You get the awesome Punk-Morrison match where Punk wins the title for the
Punk's
first time.
Run, and then all the stuff at the very end with Zeke and Tommy Dreamer and everything, and Colin Delaney and all that shit. And
just forget about
Big
Colin
Daddy V. So, you know, their ECW was shit on at the time because it wasn't what people wanted. But at the end, even Goldust. Remember the awesome run Goldust had?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yep.
So I will take that version for my... 11th pick to kick off round 6.
Okay. My next pick is with the 12th overall pick and my 6th pick. Need to balance them. I'm a little torn. Now we're starting to get to like the secondary shows. I think we've taken all of the real good frontline shows. With the 6th pick, with my 6th pick, I am going to take I'm really torn on this one. You know what? I might need to sandwich it because I have one piece. I might have to take the other. I'm going to take the ECW on TNN.
Okay.
Because I think I need the completion part of it.
Now, you know, it's only like a year's worth of programming.
That's okay. All right.
And that's a high pick for only a year worth of programming.
I know. But I think I need to add it to the ECW old school. And I think I want to balance it out. Because now we're in the secondary stages now. But now I'm going to break your heart. With my 7th pick in the PTB podcast wrestling programming draft, I am taking Superstars.
Well, not a shock. And that's why I took Primetime.
We shouldn't have watched it last night.
Well, that's why I took Primetime, though, because I figured, all right, I'll capture the big moments
right. For
when you inevitably take Superstars.
Yes. Look, the Event Center promos are so bad, but so entertaining. And let me tell you something. We were watching it. We watched a couple episodes last night when I got here. Vince and Jesse, even for the most moribund matches, were so entertaining because Jesse was just so angry. And Vince was almost an easier target than Gorilla. So, and that's another good, that's a Saturday morning thing. That'll be on my Saturday morning programming. I'll have a nice, like,
you get 10 years worth,
yeah.
11 years worth of great shows. Plus you get the little reboot in 2009-ish, and that had some great matches.
Yeah, it
too.
Did. I have them on tape. There were some good matches.
That's included.
Edge and, remember the first Superstars? What was it? Edge and somebody was the first Superstars in 2009. And I had taped them for a while, and then they went to the online. But, yeah, we need a little childhood boost for some of the older fans. So I will take Superstars.
Okay.
All right. We are now on your next two. This is the 14th overall pick and your 7th right now.
All right. With pick number 14 and my 7th pick, I'm going to take World Class Championship Wrestling.
All right. Okay.
A little go. Von Erichs.
There we go.
Little Freebirds.
There you go. Iceman King Parsons.
Yeah, you know, I know there's some dogs mixed in.
That's right.
But you also get a lot of high-quality storyline and action, especially those early 80s, and much ahead of its time, as we've seen throughout 24/7, those airings on there. So I will take World Class there. And then my final pick of the first half here, to close things out, I've batted this one around back and forth.
Okay.
I'm going to go with TNT.
I'm surprised because with all the times you've recorded it, you've given such hatred and vitriol towards it.
There's so much entertainment there, though. That would be my late night programming.
Well, at least you'll get 80% Ricky Steamboat and a lot of the Fuji Morocco debacle.
Yeah, you get all that, and you get a lot of funny shit with Vince and just over-the-top stuff. And maybe a little bit early, but to me, like you said, we're really getting into the secondary programming, a lot of the later era stuff. So I think it's a good choice here to take TNT and mix it up a little bit. I have a lot of – if you look at my list outside of primetime, I have a lot of hardcore straight-up wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of entertainment or fluff.
No. I've got a crap load of fluff.
Right. So
I've got more fluff than you really want to admit.
I don't have a lot of fluff. So to me, TNT will add a little bit of jocularity to my lineup.
Okay. All right. So with the final pick of the first half of this draft – my 8th pick, 16th pick overall. I'm going to balance. I don't have a lot of old. Well, other than the NWA, I don't have a boatload of old stuff. Well, I have some old stuff, but I'm going to take something from an era that we haven't totally touched on yet. I'm torn between two shows right now. But you know what? I need to hook in the new viewers. So my 8th pick, even though it's a very small cachet, is NXT.
Ah! Because I almost took it over TNT.
Because I think we need... obviously, the shows are unbelievable right now. And we're going back to the beginning. I mean, we're seeing the birth of Daniel Bryan, Wade Barrett. And what would end up becoming, as you'll see it on my Monday Night Raw, the birth of the Nexus out of that. And just some great. Now there's some dogs. We got to watch the women's season, which is just
unwatchable shit.
Yeah,
just getting the full sale stuff is probably worth it. I almost took it instead of TNT. I didn't think you'd take it, though. I thought I had a shot at grabbing it next round. That was going to be one of my two coming back.
Okay, we are halfway through. Here's what we have so far. So process it now, and then think about it during the break. My eight shows so far. Raw, NWA, which includes WCW Saturday Night. Saturday Night's Main Event, Thunder, I know you're scratching your head at that one, Old School ECW, and ECW on TNN, which is only like a year and a half, not even, Superstars, and NXT. JR, your eight shows.
All right, I took Monday Nitro to kick it off, Primetime Wrestling, WWE SmackDown, Clash of the Champions, Mid-South Wrestling, WWE's ECW, World Class Championship Wrestling, and WWF TNT. So we're going to take a breather. We're going to reassess and let you enjoy these musical stylings.
If you're having podcast problems, I feel bad for you, son. I've got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. I've got the podcast patrol on that flash patrol. One foe in West Warwick wants my casket closed. Podcast critics say that he's broken down, angry, old. I'm from West Haven, stupid. What type of facts are those? I grew up in the 40s, now I'm recording this show. You think you can upstage me, but you hardly know. I'm like, fuck you, Richard, I'll show you who's old. If you don't like my rant, you can press fast forward. Got beef with Podbean? We can't upload our show? They don't allow our hits. Well, I don't give a shit, so... Some of these blogs try and use my old ass, so advertisers can give them more cash for ads, fuckers. I don't know what you take me as, or understand the intelligence this PIC has. I'm from rags to riches. You bitch, I ain't dumb. I got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. You're having podcast problems. I feel bad for you, son. I've got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. The year is 94. You took a walk. In your rearview mirror is WrestleFest and Table Talk. Got two choices, y'all. Stay away for good or come crawling back to Matt. Apologize as fast as you could. And I ain't trying to see no two-star match. Now I'm reviewing your shit and you suck this flash. So I pull out the VHS, dump it in the trash, I heard.
Pops, do you know why that match was so bad?
Because you quit and jobbed, now the grade is low. Do I look like a mind reader, Flash? I don't know. Am I on the point, or should I guess some more?
While working with Matt, you can only do so well. One or two punches, and then he refused to sell. And if he used a weapon on you, you had to job.
Well, I ain't changing shit. All my grades are legit.
Well, do you mind if I fantasy book that shit?
Well, my review is posted, and the thread's been locked. And I know the password, so you're gonna need admin rights for that.
Aren't you as sharp as a tack? Are you some kind of science whiz or something? Someone important or something?
Well, I ain't booked the Fed, but I know a little bit. Enough that you won't get over for shit.
We'll see how smart you are when thunder and lightning come.
I got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. If you're having podcast problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. If you're having podcast problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. Now, once upon a time, not too long ago, a PSC like myself had to ask how much trivia you know. You embarrassed yourself and came up empty. Your answers made no goddamn sense, then you tried to push me. I tried to ignore you, but you made me so damn bored. I prayed for you, but some fools just can't perform. You know the type, loud and brash. But this was a fight you can't win, Flash. Only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma keep podcasting and you and your boys gonna be yapping and tout-apping. And there I go, ignoring all your shit. I ain't asking any questions with this dumbass again. Who won at WrestleMania 6? You're wrong again. You got a phone with a camera, snapping them. I don't need no smartphone to be legit again. Half a mil hits cause I'm repub, lickin'. I got Triple H chillin', hanging in my den. Just trying to play the game, like I've always been. All kinds of problems despite all the fun, but doing worse than Josh Richard just ain't one. Hit me. 99 problems, but Richard ain't one. Driving podcast problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one.
To do worse than Josh Richard.
99 problems, but Richard ain't one. Driving podcast problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
99 problems, but Richard ain't one. Driving podcast problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but Richard ain't one.
To do worse than Josh Richard. To do worse than Josh Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis.
To do worse than Josh Richter. You bitch.
All right. Hope you enjoyed that trip down memory lane. Of course, the great episode 200 battle rap.
Yep.
Entry by Scott. Okay, so
I won.
We are back here. Yep. We've analyzed. We're ready to go. So Scott will kick off the second half with his ninth pick, pick mm-hmm. number 17.
Mm-hmm.
We have 16 remaining.
Yes.
Okay, so we got 8 picks left.
8 picks left. All right, with my next pick, I'm going to go the route you did a couple picks ago, and I'm going to leave the one on the table that I know you're going to want, and you'll cry if you don't get it, so I'm going to leave it. I'm going to take AWA next.
Yeah.
I know it's unwatchable garbage, but you know what? We need something else. And you know what? You can always find entertainment in something. Larry Nelson trying to do play-by-play when he's 3 sheets to the wind. Early Bischoff, which is pretty entertainingly bad. But there is a couple of gems. There's a 1-hour time limit, Bockwinkle, Kurt Hennig match in there. Plenty of Hogan from the early days, from the early 80s. And this we go back.
That's a selling point?
Well, I don't know. I think it's a good kind of throwback night to have a good 1 hour of old school stuff. So.
Well, you have fun with AWA Thunder, back-to-back 3-hour block. That one's clicking over. All right.
There'll be different nights, trust me.
All right, looking things over. Is that one already taken?
This one?
Yeah.
Did I take? Yes, that one's taken.
All right.
Yes.
I'll make sure I got the right options left here.
Okay.
Okay. For my next pick, I am going with WWE Velocity.
Okay.
Kind of the forgotten show, but if you remember the gems, Scott.
Yes.
That aired on that show.
Yeah, there were a lot. Yeah.
Remember all the Paul London Akio matches?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That one stretch in 03, 04 was just... Every week
crazy.
Had a must-see match.
Yep, it was crazy.
And, of course, that Bryan Danielson-John Cena match was making its way around.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
Also, some John Walters action
on
Velocity. He
That's
snuck
right.
in there in a couple of matches.
That's
so,
right. Did you sneak in as his manager?
I did not, unfortunately.
Damn it.
But I like Velocity. I think that's my late-night block, better than yours, TNT Velocity. You get a little laugh, and then you get some great just high-flying action from that early 2000s. And they were so overflowing on the roster that they had great athletes just – toiling away on Velocity.
Yes, you're right about that. What, no one's going to want to watch Jerry Blackwell into
Berlin? That'll put them to sleep. Then they can wake up by watching my high-flying action late at night.
So, all right. You're next up with your 10th pick and the 19th overall.
All right. Well, I've been batting this one around quite a bit. And I'm going to go with USWA. Because I'm all about variety on my network. So I got some world-class. I got some Mid-South. Got some, WWF, some down south wrestling from WCW, and now I add Memphis, Jerry Lawler's heyday. And you know what I get with all that USWA show?
Well, you get Old Savage.
You know what I get? No, he wasn't. That was Continental.
Oh, that was Continental.
It?
Okay.
USWA, I think, starts in like 90 or whatever.
Okay.
But you know what I get?
That's right.
Vince McMahon's heel run
that's
in 1993.
Right. 93, that's right.
With Brett as the heel and Giant Gonzalez and all those guys going down there.
Oh, really? Well, that's what this is all about.
All those guys
see.
Went down there and they stole the show down USWA.
This was a butt pick, wasn't it? I see what's going on here. You know what else? You get to, apparently there were those Charles Wright Owen matches were very good when they were fighting for the USWA title. So.
There's a lot in there, so I thought I'd mix it up a little bit and continue my diversity is the key.
Okay.
I'm trying to sell to everyone. So right. Loading up on Thunder and 1 year of TNA and ECW.
All right. Well, then I'm going to kill you now because with my 20th pick, because I remember it, I remember watching a few episodes, I'm taking Global.
Okay. That's fine.
I'm going to take Global.
The funny thing with Global is I can't say it was any good. I like it out of nostalgia. So I may have suckered you in on that one because,
we got early Harlem Heat because you got to remember, it's not just the quality of the matches. I mean, people are going to want to see like guys very early on, early 1-2-3 Kid, early Harlem Heat, Booker T, Stevie Ray.
I guess, but I mean...
I got to play some stuff at noon. I mean, not everything's at 8 o'clock at night, I got to put some stuff in the midday.
Yeah,
too.
But you could have probably gotten Global a little bit later, I think.
That's right. Well, we got a lot of stuff that could be done later.
Yeah, you're true.
All right. My next... See, the problem is a lot of the stuff left is copying what I've taken earlier, so this is interesting. With my 11th pick and the 21st overall... Oh, boy. Oh, God. Wow, I'm a little torn here. I'm going to take Sunday Night Heat.
Okay.
Because there was some really very good heat, 98, pretty much through 2001. And it could be a prelude to my Raw. I could do a whole block Heat to Raw. So, good combo there. Heat at 7, Raw at 8. So, yeah, some good stuff, good storyline hooks, and obviously the ultimate thing for JR and I is who gets to buy the old pay-per-views. So that could be very interesting as well.
Well, that'll come down the someday.
Yes. So there we go. So my pick is Sunday Night Heat. All right. This will be your 11th and 22nd overall.
Okay. So I'm going WWF heavy on this round.
Okay.
Because I know I can still get one of my other ones later because I have three other options and you're only going to get two of them.
Okay.
But these two I want to make sure I get.
Okay.
So with my 11th pick, I am taking WWF Challenge to offset your superstars.
Yeah, that's okay.
And also to fill in the blanks a little bit from primetime. But see, the thing, superstars is great because you had all the first run angles. But Challenge, right. You get Gorilla and Bobby. So I get primetime Gorilla Bobby and I get Challenge Gorilla Bobby.
So you can do Gorilla Bobby nights.
And there's a lot of Gorilla Bobby on Challenge. And there's some hidden matches on Challenge that were all pretty good too. Some wrestling.
Yep.
And you know, great high energy Money Inc. title match in 1993. I get that.
Yes.
But I've always been a Challenge fan, so that'll round that out. And then I am going with Shotgun Saturday Night.
Oh, I knew you were going to take that because of one of the guys that was the commentator.
Well, of course. So you get the six in the bar that kicked it off.
Yep.
So you get the Sonny Elmo thing. Show.
Yes.
And you get all the first episode with Terry Flashes. And the bar episodes were a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, because everybody was fucking trashed.
But then Shotgun was the backup show during the hot era, during 98, 99. You know, that was, so you get a lot of guys that were pretty big, and you get them on there, you know, you get the lower end guys, but you know, I like those guys, so.
Yep.
To me, Shotgun kind of fills that void, because I don't really have, you know, SmackDown was a little bit later, I don't really have anything to fill that 97, 98,
and
99.
Don't forget, you get a lot of hyped up Pillman, too.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I fill in my gap of 97, 98, 99 WWF, which I don't have any of, so I need it a little bit. Without Raw and Superstars at its end, There's nothing else really besides Shotgun to me to fill that gap. So this helps me there, I think. So that is my 12th pick, and now you go for your 12th.
Okay, so this is my 24th overall pick. I'm taking it strictly because I loved the co-host. I am taking the combination of Mania and Livewire.
You're a big Stephanie Wyan fan?
I am, and of course that would eventually turn into Sonny.
That's right.
And I need a talk show.
Yeah,
I need my TNT. Yeah. So I need some.
Well, Mania's
then there's the awesome episode where Austin just fucking belittles everybody at once. So that
you get Mania too, and you get all the Todd and Savage stuff. Like some of that was entertaining.
It was very funny. Yeah.
There's a lot of Mania exclusives in the early days, and then Livewire. You know, you get Vince Russo as Vic Venom.
Yes, that's right. Yep.
But you get the good one where Vince was on. So even just for the short run of Livewire, it's probably that's a good value pick this late in the going.
All right, now with my 13th pick and 25th overall. Well, I've already got a good balance of WWF, so I'm going to go outside I'm going to have to go back to WCW. I might air this instead of Thunder. I think I'm going to take Worldwide.
Ah, that was mine. I'm fine with the other two, but Worldwide was really the one I wanted.
Because, doesn't that have Dusty? Isn't Dusty commentating?
Worldwide is very good.
Yeah.
And, I was hoping it would sneak back to me. But it's fine.
It's good matches, great commentary, and, some hidden gems there as well. Particularly in the... Kind of like in the, because remember when NWO kicked in, particularly in like 97, some stuff got kind of pushed over and there were a lot of better matches from like 95 to 97 for two reasons. Number one, in the 95 era, obviously Hogan was clogging up Nitro and some of the other shows. So you had some better guys on Worldwide. And then when the NWO kicked in, even more guys got kicked over to Worldwide because, God forbid, you know, you can't get a good 15-minute cruiserweight match in the midst of a 37-minute Hogan promo. So.
And you get the Scott Hudson, Larry Zbysko hosted that towards the end.
PTB alumni need to be on my network. So there you go. Scott Hudson. Excellent. And Larry Land. So there you go. All right. You are up now with your 13th pick, the 26th overall.
All right. I am going with more WCW, and that is WCW Main Event. That was, of course, their Sunday night show. And also with those, you get the live ones before the pay-per-view. They used to do a lot of those, the live hour leading into the pay-per-view.
Yes. Yep.
So I'll pick up all those. And to me, that's a quality pick late because it kind of balances the Saturday night's main event. Saturday night that you have.
Right. Yep.
Main event ran for that same amount of time pretty much. So
yep.
I think I get a lot, whereas, you know, you get a lot of NWA because I don't know if you realize how far back Worldwide goes.
It goes back a while.
That goes back to the 80s. So you picked up a lot. That's the one I was hoping to get. I said I was wanting three of them, and
so
I knew I'd get two.
I got a lot of Southern wrestling cornered here. So that was a good pick. That was a good pick. Let me just put WCW next. Yeah, okay, there we go.
So number 14, I'm going to go with Confidential.
I had a feeling you were going to take
it. I debated waiting on that one, but I thought you may go with it next. I liked those early ones. Of course, it was Trish and the coach were hosting that, right? Was that them?
No, that was Experience. That was
We don't have that on here.
Or Excess or whatever. Excess.
We don't have that on here. No. Confidential, who else did Gene, right?
Mean Gene did Confidential. Remember they did the Bulldog story?
Yeah, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth and Hawk.
Yeah,
there were a lot of very that's good programming. That's right.
Yeah, we don't have access on here. I'll go with Confidential though. I like that show with Gene. It was cool seeing Gene back at that time.
Yes, came back in what, late 02, early 03. Yeah.
I'll go with Confidential there just for the stories. To me, that would be, you know, my 5 o'clock hour news bit.
Yes,
so run some Confidential.
All right. So I'm up with my 14th pick and the 28th overall. So we're coming down to the bottom of the barrel here. Oh boy. I am going to take. Wow. I'm not sure what I'm going to do here because there's a couple of choices. I already have a lot of Todd, so I don't know if I'm going to take that show. Wow. All right, I'm going to take All American.
All right, that's a good choice.
I'm going to take All American.
That's where I was headed next, but I didn't think it would last.
Yeah, I'm going to take All American. It used to be Sunday afternoons. Solid show.
You get Gene, and then Gene and Bobby hosted.
Yeah, and they were funny.
And then you get Gorilla and Polo.
Ah, there we are. Yes, talking about these matches. That's right.
They hosted for a while.
And Hogan in the late 80s, early 90s, like from 87 through like 90, Hogan was actually on All American sometimes more than the other shows.
Yeah,
they did a lot of Hogan matches. I remember a great. It was Memorial Day, so it was 1988, I think. So Hogan, or maybe it was 87 because Hogan was champ. I don't remember when it was. Maybe it was 89. Hogan and Cowboy Bob. So it must have been like 86 or 87, and they had a title match on All American. It was a very good match. So there's some sneakers in there. And again, you know, a lot of these shows, it's the ancillary things that we talk about. And you and I have mentioned it so far. Announcers and kind of the...
Todd and DiBiase hosted the very end.
Yes. It's all getting stepped on. So there we go. All right. Oh, boy. With my 15th pick and the 29th overall... Wow, there's not much left to pick here. Slim Pickens here.
You go with the one you review. You know the best.
Yeah, that is true. So that's right. There were some good matches. So I'm going to take WWE Main Event. I don't review it anymore, but there have been some... I mean, I've seen at least three awesome matches, minus all of the goddamn Sheamus squashes.
Get in. Damn it.
There was a... of course, the very well-known Antonio Cesaro-Kofi Kingston match, which is tremendous. There was one good one early on, but they're very entertaining. And, you know, if by stretch you might miss my Raw show on Monday nights, Main Event does have a recap, so I might do that on the back end. So there you go. So that is mine. So I only have one left. So you're about to finish yours off. Your 15th pick and the 30th.
Well, I'm glad I was able to deke you into Main Event. Because with my highest value pick based on where I'm picking it, mm-hmm. number 15, I'm taking Action
I'm
Zone.
I'm looking right at it, too.
I thought for sure you were going to snag it. So I get that great Brett Owen match.
Yes.
I get the awesome click tag.
I know. I was thinking about that, but I thought maybe that wasn't a... Whoa, look at that play. And that wasn't enough. I thought there wasn't enough on the back end of that.
So, but just to get those two matches alone...
That is true.
I can run those on endless loop.
Yeah. No. Yes.
At 15. And Action Zone, they had some decent stuff. They had some decent stuff. To me, to get that late is kind of a steal.
Yeah, it is.
Just because they have those one-off matches.
Yeah, that's true.
And I will round things out with a little WCW Power Hour, baby.
Yeah.
I used to love getting up on Saturday mornings and watching that. It was really cool to have it on like at 8 o'clock in the morning. So that'll round out my draft with a little more WCW. So I think I really have a nice balance. I really do.
I think I do too as well. And I'll wrap it up by taking the last thing left, which is the combination of Jacked and Metal.
Yes, enjoy.
So, here we go.
Jacked and Metal, though, it's like your shotgun.
Yeah.
You know, because it's the same thing. You get a lot of that 2001 extra guys. And that was a good period to have those because there's a lot of spillover from all the guys that came from WCW.
And guys that were, you know, coming up from OVW that were getting tested. So you were seeing maybe some early Orton, some early stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
Jack Metal's not bad.
No, it's not bad. All right, there we go.
Well, Mr. Crispolo, it sounds like you need some analysis on this draft, and that's what Mr. Gigante was brought in to do.
Mr. El Gigante, first of all, I had a feeling you were going to be here, and welcome to the man cave, and...
How come Dinner in Paradise was not drafted in this?
We weren't allowed to pick movies.
The Bishop movie, that's a lifestyle, Dinner in Paradise. That's why I live my life every day. I load boxes from the dock onto a boat, and I fight guys who come to stop me from doing so.
All right. Well, Guillante, you've seen the choices. You've been on many of these shows.
Well, let's see. I've been on. I will name them, okay. And then you tell me where I've been on more.
Okay.
So, Superstars. I've been on the USW of A's. I've been on Challenges, All Americans, and Monday Night Raws. Mm-hmm. So, who has more of those?
Let's see. I have Raw. I have Superstars. Let's see. I have All American.
I don't know if I was ever on that show. I was on the Challenge, the USWAs.
You had to have been on Worldwide, though.
The what?
You had to have been on Worldwide.
Oh, I forgot about that part of my career. I've been on WCW Saturday Nights. I've been on the Powers Hours. I've been on all these shits.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, you lose, Mr. Crispolo. You have the worst draft, very clearly.
Oh, come on.
So I see you in all your masculinity on the couch with your iron shorts. What are you doing here in my home tonight?
We are here because tomorrow, El Guillante is, of course, the annual St. Mary's Bash here.
So there's a pot in my backyard and I was not invited. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I mean, I don't live here. He walked away, as usual.
You walk like cock of the walk around this house, and you act like you don't run the parties.
Well, your Christmas tree's right over there.
How's my manservant Marotella's doing?
He, of course, is not here tomorrow.
Why not?
He'll be at a lake.
A lake? I hope he fucking drowns in it.
By the way, Vincent Kennedy McMahon expresses his regrets that you were not able to make it to Armento's birthday party.
Mr. Armento's?
Yeah.
The Fresh Maker.
The Fresh Maker, yes.
With his gross face.
Yes. You were supposed to be at his birthday party.
Fuck him and his stupid tan jackets. Yeah. All right, Guillante out, bitch. Enjoy your party and you lose the draft. Goodbye.
I don't know why you didn't invite him.
That's bullshit. I have 80% of his fucking shows. I don't know what he's talking about.
He doesn't like you. What do you want? All right, let's run down the results.
Okay.
And then PTB Nation, you can go on the Facebook page on vote on which network you would pick up, myself or Scott. So, Scott, why don't you run down your shows first?
Okay. My 16 shows are Monday Night Raw, NWA, Saturday Night, going back to 1985 all the way to when it ended, Saturday Night's Main Event, Thunder. I should have said that quietly. Thunder. ECW Old School, or Hardcore TV, I guess it would be called. ECW on TNN, just kind of a piggyback. Superstars, NXT, and that includes the Full Sail. AWA, Global, Sunday Night Heat, the combination of WWF Mania and Livewire. WCW Worldwide, All American Wrestling, WWE Main Event, and the combo of Jacked and Metal. I have a lot of combo shows. So those are my 16 picks. And now, JR, your 16 picks.
That's what I think your draft.
Oh, come on.
All right. Well, I think you started hot. Really hot.
Mm-hmm.
In round four, you took a Ryan Kelly-esque downturn. A Jaguars-esque draft. Into the abyss.
Oh, come on.
Oh, speaking of abyss.
Yes?
We left Impact off this list.
Oops.
How the fuck? All right, I blame Chad Campbell because he put together the master list.
Could we put Afterburn back then?
How do we have Impact? We don't have Impact. We have Jack Metal. People have probably been waiting to see when Impact was going to get drafted.
We're talking about Jack Metal. Shit, that was good.
You know, we forgot Ring of Honor, too.
Oh, man, Kevin's going to kill us.
What the fuck, Chad? All right, we're going to say this was like, well, we got Mid-South and World Class. Well. All right, how about you take Impact, I'll take Ring of Honor.
All right.
Round it out.
All right, so round it out. So 17th pick.
You review Impact, I review ROH.
So I'll take TNA, okay. And you take ROH. All right, there we go.
And we're not counting Japan or Lucha, obviously.
Exactly.
We're not familiar
Although,
with that.
Although, one you and I will share. We have a combo deal. We will do the old school Lucha Libre USA.
Okay, that's right.
For our man RG Brewer. So we'll share that.
Okay, all right. So yes, TNA, Ring of Honor, round things out. Where would you have taken Impact on your list?
Probably to replace Thunder. Damn you, Campbell, it's all your fault.
Yeah, I would probably take a Ring of Honor, maybe after World Class.
I probably would have taken Impact. Well, let's put it this way. I probably would have taken Impact. I probably would have put ECW Old School a little higher up. I probably would have dumped Thunder. That was probably an impulse pick. I don't know why. But I probably would have put Impact somewhere in the Superstars, NXT, AWA area. You might have gotten lucky and gotten NXT if I had picked Impact. So.
Okay. All right. Why don't we take a break?
Okay.
And then we'll hear some trivia.
Yes.
We got two big matchups left, and then we're in the Elite Eight.
Yes.
So tonight we're
going to
hear.
We are going to hear the man who knocked off our defending champion.
Knocked off or knocked up?
But, well, I don't know. It's kind of far away, isn't it? Mr. Michael McDonald against Sean Flaherty. And then our matchup number two will be Rob King taking on Mr. Aaron George.
All right. So let's hear that. We'll take a break, hear the trivia, then we'll come back and wrap shit up.
Because
promotional consideration paid for by the following.
What I'd like to have right now.
Chad, do you ever feel that the world revolves around WWF?
I think you mean WWE there, Barf.
Yeah, whatever, but what about David Crockett?
He likes it!
Well, what about Jimmy Valiant?
I'm gonna get you all until I get you, Paul Jones.
The Four Horsemen.
We are a family, and we are the best.
The Omni, the Dangerous Alliance.
Please welcome the newest members of the Dangerous Alliance, Arn Anderson and Larry Zbysko.
Jim Cornette and the Midnight Express.
The Fantastics are putting the U.S. Tag Team title on the line against the Midnight Express.
Main events with actual work rate in them.
Woo! 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 All right!
It's just not fair to Flair.
It's not fair for Flair.
If this is what you're looking for, please check out Where the Big Boys Play podcast, the only pure NWA and WCW supercard podcast out there.
While you were in Hollywood making movies, Thunder Lips, I was winning world titles.
So a guy from across the pond and a dude from the south, Where the Big Boys Play. It's a great podcast. Harvard Chat are awesome. Check them out. Also, check out WrestleChat.net, indeed where it's at. Great message board, plenty of topics to browse, the Still Real to Us podcast, and much, much more. Also, our message board, which is awesome, bigelow34.proboards.com. It's where PTB really began. Written reviews and a boatload of them in PTB Nation. We have you to thank for that. Plus the territory wars, a whole lot more. If you want a one-touch spot for our show, you can head there. Also, head to Stitcher.com and the Stitcher app for all phones and tablets, and more details on that. Also, our good friend Graham Cawthon. The history of WWE.com, the best research site you will ever find. Also, another sponsor to the show, the Wrestling Forum, TWFnews.com, their wrestling forum, a blog site, and much, much more. The guys at TWF creating a wrestling media nation, many blogs, podcasts, and vodcasts. Yours could be included at the official forum of WrestleChat.net and the place to be. We've joined up as well. So check them out, find out what they're about at TWFnews.com. Also, you can check out our show at GetThePointRadio.com, my good friend Mike. It's a great online radio station. If you're not in the mood for wrestling, but you want to listen to music, pop it on. He plays music all day long. But you can also check his archive on iTunes, and all of our shows are there as well. Big site.
This is legendary ring announcer and WWE Hall of Famer, the Think, Howard Finkel. And you're listening to the Place to Be podcast.
They pass you on the road with a smile and you have to look twice. And you wonder to yourself, could I...
Okay, Nation, we are back. We have another great round two matchup in the 2013 PTB Nation Trivia Tournament. We have a stalwart from last year and an uprising newcomer from this year. Scoring off here in round two, let's bring them in. First of all, we'll bring in one of our original fans, the great Mr. Michael McDonald. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad. How are you guys tonight?
We're doing well. Good to hear from you as always. And your opponent,
yep,
the man that joined us throughout all of the festivities pretty much, WrestleMania weekend, and we say mm-hmm. all. And that is, yes, of course, the one and only Mr. Sean Flaherty. Sean, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good, good.
Okay, Scott, why don't you tell us who's up first, and we'll get going.
All right, well, Mr. Flaherty defeated Mr. Meyer in the first round, and Mr. McDonald dethroned the defending champion.
That's right.
Jay Hinchy.
It's like he's already won the tournament with that one.
That's right. You have already won the hearts and minds of all the fans. No. Okay, so Mr. McDonald, you... Mr. McDonald, you will go first. Mr. Flaherty, you will go second. Of course, easy, medium, medium. So, Mr. McDonald, pick a number between 1... and 140.
For luck, 26.
Okay. All right. You have 10 seconds.
Yep.
During its time on the air, SmackDown has called four networks its home.
Name them.
The first one was UPN. They're currently on Sci-Fi. There was CW, and I believe they spent a period of time on a group called My Network TV.
Very impressive, Mr. McDonald.
Very
impressive.
Good. Very nice. All right.
And of course, the order went UPN, CW, My Network, Sci-Fi.
Sci-Fi, yes. All right.
Yeah, I forgot about My Network.
It's actually pretty impressive, Michael, considering you may not get almost any of them where you are. So it's pretty.
We pretty much only get a couple of the news networks.
Yeah. So. All right, Mr. Flaherty, first of two in a row. Pick a number.
We'll go 17.
Okay. All right. 10 seconds. Who was the first man to win the Intercontinental title at a WrestleMania?
At WrestleMania. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. Oh,
yeah! Of course, that was the man he defeated in their legendary match at WrestleMania 3. Yep. And we are now tied up at 1 as we head to the medium questions.
Exactly. So, Mr. Flaherty, pick a number between 1 and 191.
I'll go 54.
Okay. 54. Okay. 20 seconds. Which WCW wrestler suffered a broken neck due to a Rick Steiner top rope bulldog in 1998?
Buff Bagwell.
Very nice. High five.
Okay. 2-1. We head back to Mr. Awesome. McDonald.
We'll go number 12.
Number 12. Okay. All right. 20 seconds.
Yep.
Who's the man that's been creating WWE music and entrance themes for almost 30 years?
Jim Johnston.
Yes! Yes!
All right, we are tied up.
Uh-oh, JR.
Final round here.
Might have another powerhouse in our hands here. Mr. McDonald, pick a number.
120.
Okay. 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 20 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What is the name of Tim White's Rhode Island bar that is often used on WWE programming?
The Friendly Tap.
Pretty good.
Okay, Mr. Flaherty up against the wall. You get this right, we head to overtime. You get it wrong, Mr. McDonald advances to the Elite Eight.
All the pressure. I'll go 79.
Okay. Okay. 20 seconds to force overtime. Where was the last SummerSlam held before being hosted yearly in Los Angeles?
Conseco Fieldhouse in Indianapolis, Indiana. I don't know if it's Conseco Fieldhouse now, but
yeah, you got it.
Yeah, okay, you guys know
it. Wow,
I can't believe you got it. So I whatever. I don't give a shit what arena you said.
Yeah, I thought I was the only arena junkie. That's great. Wow.
Not even
very impressive. That was shit. That was, of course, in 2008. It has been at the Staples Center every year since 2009.
Grant Owens has been camping out front every year since 2009. All right, here we go to the hard now for overtime.
All right. Mr. Flaherty, pick a number between 1 and 202.
I'll go 187.
Okay.
Oh, we haven't ventured down this low yet. Here we go.
All right. All right, you have 30 seconds, and use it. It's much longer than you think. Which classic 90s hip-hop tune did Public Enemy memorably use as entrance music in ECW?
Man.
20 seconds.
No, I
Ten
no
seconds.
Idea.
Want to just take a stab?
I got nothing. No, I can't. I'm trying to even hear it in my head, and I got nothing. Well, now that you know, you're
even dumber than Bob Sue. The answer was, "Here comes the hot stepper."
Any Camos.
Yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't. You could have given me 30 minutes. I wouldn't have gotten that. No. Nope.
All right. Well, Mr. McDonald with the chance to win.
Ah, yes. Okay. I'll go with the number that's most won the Rumble, 27.
Okay.
That'd be funny if that was the question.
Yes, I didn't even think
we're now playing Jeopardy.
Yeah. Okay. This is for the win.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds.
Yep.
Which WWF legend played Fezzik in The Princess Bride?
Andre the Giant.
Mr. McDonald advances to the Elite Eight.
All
Mr.
Right.
Flaherty, nothing to be ashamed of. A great, great competition as we took him to overtime there. But Mr. McDonald just got that one extra question correct. So, Mr. Flaherty, nice work. Mr. McDonald will be in touch, and we'll talk to you for round number three. Scott, let's take a break.
All right.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, your pop culture home. All right, Nation, we're back here with the final matchup in round number two of the 2013 Place to Be Nation Trivia Tournament. And we have a doozy lined up for you to close the round out. So let's bring in our participants. First, Mr. Rob King. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
And Rob's opponent, also from north of the border, is the one and only Mr. Aaron George. Aaron, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great, guys.
All right. Good to hear. Scott, tell us how these gentlemen arrived here, and then we'll get going.
All right. Well, Mr. King had one of the more compelling matchups of the first round, as he took Mark Claire to overtime and then defeated him in overtime.
With an epic comeback.
With an epic comeback, yes. And then Mr. George advanced with a win over Ashley Cruz.
You make mine sound so insignificant. And,
well, anyone can beat
Ashley
Cruz.
Ashley Cruz is insignificant. Yeah.
All right, so we're going easy, medium, medium. So you get 10 seconds the first round and then 20, 20. And Scott, who's up first?
Mr. George, you will be up first in this round, and then Mr. King will get two in a row, and so forth and so on.
Okay.
All right. Mr. George,
yes.
Pick a number between 1 and 140.
3.
Okay. All right. 10 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Who did Taka Michinoku defeat in the finals of the light heavyweight title tournament to win the vacant title in late 1997?
Brian Christopher.
Oh, yeah!
Right. Mr. King.
22.
Okay. All right. 10 seconds. Who competed? Oop, my screen just bugged out. Hold on.
I can ask if you want, Scott.
Hold on. Nope. Okay. Sorry about that. I just need that. What was the number again?
22.
I was like the guy in Major League who never gets to talk. I thought I was going to get to jump in and ask the question.
Come on, Monty. All right. Who competed in the first ever match to air on Monday Night Raw?
I can give you the main event, but that doesn't help.
First match, not the last.
Yeah. Was it Max Moon and Shawn Michaels?
Wrong, 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 wrong. Wrong, 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 wrong.
It was Yokozuna versus Coco Beware.
Ah.
Okay.
The illustrious one, Coco Beware.
Justice. Mr. King, pick another number.
45.
Okay. 45. Okay. 10 seconds. Other than Steve Austin, which future WWE Hall of Famer was among the last four competitors at the 2002 Royal Rumble?
2002. That'd be WrestleMania 18.
Need an answer.
Is that Mr. Perfect's here?
Very nice. High five.
All right. 1-1.
Yep. It was Perfect, Angle, Triple H, and Stone Cold.
Okay.
All right.
Move back to...
Back to Mr. George. Yes. And you are in the mediums.
Yeah.
So pick a number. Between 1 and 191.
Let's go with 11.
Okay. Number 11. Okay. 20 seconds.
Yeah.
Who was Daniel Bryan choking with a tie that got him, quote, suspended during the infamous NXT invasion of Raw in 2010?
Justin Roberts.
Pretty good.
All right. It is now 2-1.
Okay. You get this one correct, and you at least clinch a spot in overtime.
All right.
Another number.
Let's go with 7.
7. Okay. Okay. 20 seconds to clinch overtime.
Mm-hmm.
In the post-invasion title purge, the Intercontinental and United States Championships combined, and both pairs of tag titles combined. But what did the hardcore title merge with?
Oh, shit.
10 seconds.
I'm gonna guess the European.
All right, Mr. King.
Oh, that was hard.
Yeah.
When you said shit, I was thinking the Saskatchewan Hardcore, or whatever.
Yeah.
Title
oh, is that
what
should have counted as your answer?
Yeah, that was his answer.
All right, Mr. King, you need to get both. You need to get 2 right, Mr. King, and you can force overtime.
Yeah, same boat as last time. Not worried. Okay. Actually, I am, but
pick a number.
34.
Okay. Okay. 20 seconds. You need to win to continue on in the match. Which Japanese superstar was showcased alongside Taka Michinoku in July 1997, with Taka stealing the spotlight and receiving the WWF contract offer instead?
That would have been the Great Suzuki at the Canadian Stampede.
Yes!
A lot of Taka questions this matchup here.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, Mr. King, same rules apply. You get this correct, we move to overtime.
66.
Okay. Okay. 20 seconds to force overtime. You get it wrong, Mr. George moves on to the next round. Released in March of 2000, what was the name of the WWF CD that featured members of Released in March of 2000, what was the name of the WWF CD that featured remakes of wrestler theme songs by rap artists, including Snoop Dogg, Ice-T, Redman, and more?
Oh.
10 seconds.
Jacked?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Oh, that was hard, guys. That was a hard one.
The answer was WWF Aggression.
Yeah, and like the broken glass on the cover. Yep. I could picture it. Didn't have
that's
the name.
When I had the Run DMC, King of Kings, and other, other sorted.
So Mr. George advances to the Elite Eight.
Woo!
Mr. King, you had a great run. Just this time, you couldn't come back from that deficit like you did last time. Well, it was a great try. Thank you both for being supporters of Place to Be Podcast and PlaceToBeNation.com.
Yes.
And thank you guys.
No problem, Aaron.
All that work for us, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good job, Aaron.
Cool.
All right, Aaron, we'll talk to you to set up the Elite Eight. Rob, take care. Scott, let's take a break. All right, Scott, round 2 of the trivia in the books.
Yep.
Mr. George.
Mr. McDonald.
Mr. McDonald in the Elite Eight.
Mm-hmm.
Joining forces with Willie, Weber,
Cornette, Poulin.
Who else are we missing?
Well, there's 2 there. So McDonald, George,
Pfaff,
yeah,
and Everett. So there's your 8.
And by the way, if you haven't, by the time you listen to this, we would have done the Backlash 2000 episode. Yeah. Obviously, if you haven't had a chance to listen to that.
schmuck pooling.
That was probably
fucking
the
Iron Man
in 2 years worth of trivia. That's the best matchup.
There's no doubt.
We've had long ones before, but littered with, you know, clowns like Greenhouse getting 19 wrong.
This one, though, and forget the fact they got them right. They were answering, like, in fucking 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was an amazing war that Poulin advanced in. So Poulin put his stamp down as a legit contender with that win. That was his coming out party.
Yeah, big deal.
All right, so we got a few minutes here.
Yep.
SummerSlam's stacking up.
Yes.
We have two huge matches announced already.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for the most part.
CM Punk and Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar has not been officially announced. We all know that's going
to happen. It's pretty much
set. And, of course, John Cena will defend the WWE title against Daniel Bryan. Now, I saw on multiple sites through The Observer, which means Dave, that Daniel Bryan will indeed win on August 18th in L.A. Hold it for about 10 seconds. Everybody pops a chub. And then, of course, Randy Orton will cash in his Money in the Bank, beat him, and finally turn heel.
All right, let me talk about this because this throws out my Cena year-long reign, which I'm fine with.
I had a feeling that wasn't gonna happen.
Because I really like this idea. And we had talked about this before we read all this news.
Yes.
We had this idea a week ago.
Yes, we did.
And I like seeing... I know everyone's going to get mad and think they're burying Bryan, but to me it makes him way more over as a face.
Yeah.
To have Orton turn heel and fuck him, and then you build to the rematch. And I would do the old school, he has to earn the title match through the Rumble.
Yep.
I would have them deny his rematch, whoever the GM, Maddox, or whoever, and say, all right, you're going to have to earn this. And he keeps fighting his way to it, and then he finally wins the Rumble, and then you do the rematch at Mania.
Or you do a big rematch on Raw, or do it at Night of Champions, and he gets hurt again, or, you know, maybe an injury, and Maddox pulls the Triple H thing on Raw and says, oh, you can't continue, match is over. Something like that.
Yeah.
You have to give him the rematch. You can't just ignore it. But you find a way for him to get screwed without looking like a douche.
Right. And I would build to that rematch at Mania where Orton is a super heel and Bryan getting the big Mania title win.
Yeah.
And then you do your Punk. Well, the other big story this week is that Austin may be fighting someone.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you read through some names?
Okay.
And you tell me who you think it is.
All right. Here are some names that that Austin might be facing at WrestleMania. Obviously, CM Punk is one of them. But there's another guy who may be facing him at WrestleMania in New Orleans on April 6th.
Kazaria is an awesome God. He raised from heaven above with wings.
That is right. The awesome God himself, Triple H, rumored to be weaseling his way into a match with Steve Austin at WrestleMania. Why? Who wants to see that again?
I agree. I don't know.
Who in their right mind would want to see that match? I'd rather see Triple H Brock Lesnar again than that.
I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be Austin and Punk. I don't think it's
it has to be Austin Punk.
No.
Let Triple H fight Shane McMahon for all I care. I don't care.
Let Triple H run through the global roster.
Yes. I mean, the idea is that Austin would be Vince's proxy.
But that would mean Vince would Austin have to be a heel, and he doesn't want that.
No. So
at least if he faces Punk and they're both baby faces, they'll get their share.
Yeah.
But if he's going to be Vince's bitch.
There's no way you can make Austin heel against Triple H.
No.
There's no way.
No, it's not going to happen.
Not going to happen. No. So those are the two big stories. SummerSlam's really shaping up. Another rumor I saw was that they might do Del Rio RVD.
I think it'd be fantastic.
For the world title.
And RVD wouldn't win, but...
And then you'd do Ziggler and Big E.
Yep.
You would do... I saw something with the Shield and the Usos.
In a six-man?
Yeah, there was someone else in the mix on that. I forget who it was.
Probably Christian. Because they keep... They were hinting that Christian-Ambrose stuff, and then it ended up faded on it.
So. Oh, that wouldn't be a bad match either. And then Kane-Bray Wyatt.
Yep.
That's also rumored. So I think SummerSlam's looking pretty good. And, speaking of SummerSlam, so what do we have up next week? We have Judgment Day. So that'll be Wednesday, Judgment Day.
Yep.
And Monday, we have the Ring of Honor recap.
Yes.
Weekend recap. Brad Woodling and Mark Poirier, of course, are coming into Providence to watch Ring of Honor live, the TV taping.
Yep.
We'll talk about that. We'll do some headlines as well with Brad on. That's next Monday. Wednesday, Judgment Day 2000. The week after, back to Monday for the Vault with King of the Ring 2000. And then we'll talk to Kevin to wrap up the first half of 2000.
Yes.
It'll be good.
week after that.
Yeah, so SummerSlam treats.
Yes.
We'll hold on. We'll hold off on that. We'll talk about those next week.
So. Yes.
All right, so that'll do it. It's a fun little episode, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoyed chatting here, and we did some drafting.
Yes. Please vote. Go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, let us know whose show you like better.
Yep.
Also had some little trivia.
Mm-hmm. The Elite Eight is in. We will give you the matchups soon.
Okay. All right, so let's wrap things up. That's Scott. I'm Justin. We're sitting next to each other, and by the time you listen to this, we'll have been pretty drunk and hungover and recovered. So hope you guys all had a great weekend and week, and we will talk to you Monday night with Brad. No Chad. Instead of Brad and Chad in the morning, it should be Brad and Chad on vacation. That's all it is.
Boats and islands.
Boats and hoes.
I've seen some of those, too.